This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys ever been on the It's a Small World ride? It's a small world, after all, in Disneyland. So apparently somebody was naked. I saw some of the video. He was arrested because he decided to swim naked in the Disneyland ride. Now, I have been at Disneyland when it's hot, and I look at that water, and I want to touch it, because it's so blue. You know, the how pools do it is you make the lining, the bottom of the pool, any color you want to reflect and give it that cool blue hue. Because I think color is, the color of water is gray. Water is gray, if anything. It's clear, but it usually has a gray tinge. The oceans may look blue because of the sun and the blue sky reflecting it. But water is usually gray. And then we will line things to give water a certain color. Well, a Disneyland guest was arrested, and this was Sunday. So we're talking cooler weather. Because he decided to get naked in the It's a Small World ride. You see him jump in. The ride gets stopped. Have you ever been on It's a Small World when the ride gets stopped? And you always wonder what's going on out there. And then they still play the music. So it's a small world after all. Small world after all. And then they just keep repeating it. And even though it's cool and I don't mind it, I could sing the song. When the ride gets stuck, sometimes you're stuck for an hour and you can't really shut it off. But if they shut the music off, it makes people nervous. So in Disneyland, they'll always keep the music on. And then there'll be a pre-recorded voice saying, thank you for your patience. The ride will resume shortly or something like that. But this was a 26-year-old man that at 1:30 in the afternoon decided to be naked and go into the water. He was charged with indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance. So the police took him to a hospital as a precaution. And, not sure exactly why this happened, but we aren't really getting a lot of details. I think we need to start getting details. They didn't know if you guys heard about this, but a man on a Southwest Airlines plane, thank God it was still at the gate when this happened, decided to open the emergency exit and climbed onto the plane's wing. Now he has been hospitalized. This happened at New Orleans Louis Armstrong International Airport. And the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office said it responded to a disturbance at the airport after a 38-year-old man opened the emergency exit door to access the wing and jump out. And the passenger, yeah, I don't think we have any information on him. Again, I'd like to know what he was on. So, we're having individuals who are just out of it. Is it drugs that are laced with other drugs? Is it that they are, you know how you could go into a psychosis with marijuana? Is it mushrooms? Is it that people are having breakdowns? But when I get on a plane, there are hundreds of other people on that plane. How do I know one of them might not want to just take the plane down? We keep thinking of September 11th. Well, they can't bring box cutters anymore. They can't, you know, bring things through TSA. But just with their own two hands, they could open an emergency exit. Now, when you are sitting in the emergency exit row, the flight attendant does do a quick survey, and they ask, are you able to open the door? Yeah, and they look, and I think they are trying to, in the microseconds they have, to try to do a psychological analysis. I think they do try to see if it's somebody who's unstable or not. And if you see somebody jittery saying, yeah, 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 let's just get the plane on the way. Let's go. Yeah, 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 I got it. Well, they might be like, I think we're going to move this person. They don't want a kid right there because the kid will get trampled. So there's certain rules on who could sit in that emergency exit. But are we really psychologically profiling people? We can't even get people to do the regular physicals and mammograms and colonoscopies. And I am seeing a world of individuals who have some extreme mental health issues. Nobody wants to talk about that. And, you know, running around naked, thank God that's not too destructive. You know, making a ride hold that maybe kids might have seen as weenie. We don't really want that at Disneyland, but thank God nobody got hurt. But if you have people like that, what else could they do? I mean, can they go to some of the ride buttons and try to hit them when they're mid-ride? Can they, there's individuals out there that just, and we're catching it. Now, somebody is asking, you know, do we have more mental illness now than we did before? I do believe we have more mental illness now because we are exposed to a lot more chemicals and drugs and other sorts of things that maybe in the past, you people might not have had. But on the flip side, we're also able to report it more. When you saw that woman who I think was a pharmaceutical rep, I forget, she worked for a company, she was high up, where she just starts going off on a plane and having a psychotic moment, people are catching that. Whereas in the olden days, somebody could have a moment, and they're like, all right, well, that person had a moment, he just, you know, freaked out, he threw some tables, and maybe it was just word of mouth. Now, anything you do is global. And I think we have a lot more pressures now that can cause that. You know, you fall for somebody, they want a picture of your boobies, you send a picture of the boobies, and then you break up, and now that picture is all over the world. And you don't want to go anywhere because you're embarrassed. And maybe what we need to do is, one, look at the drugs, look at, have some transparency. What are these people on? Is it a psychosis from marijuana? No, but also try to teach people how to be a little bit more resilient and improve their mental health, because I think a lot of things are putting people over the edge that used to not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel or Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous wants me to talk about age discrimination in medicine. Are you getting turned away, or do you feel mistreated because you're older? Is there such a thing as age discrimination in medicine? Yes and no. In medicine, we will take care of any patient. We don't care how old you are, your race, creed, color. I understand there's been many individuals who have found medical providers to be biased, racist, inappropriate, judgy. But in medicine, in theory, it doesn't matter. You have a sore throat, we're going to take care of you. You have chest pain, we're going to take care of you. You have trouble breathing, we're going to take care of you. But some of you have noticed that some medical providers don't take Medicare anymore. Or they're only limiting some of their patients. One of my listeners years ago said that he knew the doctor didn't want them due to their age, because when his daughter and kids called in for an appointment, they got one. He didn't. And then for poops and giggles, he had his other child call in and they got an appointment. And he said they asked for the date of birth before saying there was an availability or not. So is there age discrimination in medicine? Well, here's the thing. All right. I don't want to accuse anybody of doing anything. As I said, as an ER doc, you go into room three, you go into room three. You don't pick and choose the patients. However, you do have some individuals who get very intimidated by the geriatric patient. One, it's more time consuming. They might not just be there for a quick yeast infection. Or can you check this mole? Somebody who's a senior, more seasoned, may have a few more than just one mole. May have multiple other issues. And so if you have a provider who is based on volume and needing to get multiple patients in and out, somebody who says, look, I have a list, a laundry list, is going to probably not be as enthusiastically welcomed. And tough. That doctor shouldn't be practicing medicine. You're not there for just the quick in and out. Oh, yeah, let me look at your ear. You're done. You're good. Every one of my patients, I would listen to their heart, their lungs, even if they just came for something small, because that's my job. While I have you, let me just make sure everything else sounds good. I'm going to check your blood pressure. I'm going to check your... So to me, every patient could have pathology. Wasn't there like, what, a 12-year-old girl that had breast cancer? Now, I'm not saying you examined the breast of everybody, but what I'm saying is any doctor who assumes somebody is not sick is not a good doctor or nurse practitioner or PA. There's no quick, easy visits. I used to caution and counsel doctors who would hire mid-level practitioners and say, I just give them the easy, quick patients. And I'm like, how do you know it's easy and quick? In the ER, I had a lady who thought she had a UTI, and it ended up actually being a heart attack. And I told you guys that story, and we saved her life, shipped her to Scottsdale Memorial. No, it wasn't Scottsdale Memorial. I think it might have been Scottsdale Memorial at the time, and because I was in Lake Havasu. And that would have been, quote-unquote, a UTI that would have been one and done. You don't have that bias before somebody comes in. I had a young woman come in saying she needed an asthma inhaler refill, and she ended up actually having an atrial myxoma, a tumor on her heart. And the only reason why we figured that out is I didn't treat her as, okay, this is just a quickie, here's your prescription, go. I examined her heart. I took a history. I talked to her. And then I'm like, I don't think you have asthma. I know you've been told you had asthma for years. Something's not right. I had a lady call in with telemedicine saying the antibiotics are not working for this rash on my head. And I'm like, what? Who gave you the antibiotics? It was online. And when I take a look, I go, this is shingles. Is your eye watering? She goes, yeah, my eye hurts. She had shingles. That could cause her to go blind in the eye. So half-assed medicine oftentimes can be done on the younger generation. So there's actually an argument that younger people are discriminated against and get worse care because people assume, oh, they're healthy, they have nothing. Look at how we're seeing cancer rising in young people, including colorectal cancer. When you have a young individual that has rectal bleeding, they've got to get the same workup as somebody older, because that could be colorectal cancer. So the answer to that question is I could see bias on both sides. But do you have individuals who say, you know what, I just don't have time Because if they're coming in for their COPD, they probably also have high blood pressure. They probably also have XYZ. And, yeah, if you do have, it all depends on how that provider is paid. But they shouldn't be doing this. But there might be some going, look, you know, you're my last patient of the day. I got to get out of here. Let's just deal with one problem and have you come back. And so for those of you that have seen that and felt it, I'm ashamed that people do that. But I don't think you're reading into it. And it's, but that's what the doctor is for. Now, how you can guard against that is find a geriatrician. Geriatric medicine is its own specialty now. Many of them are family medicine. Some of them could be internists. But geriatric medicine are those that are well-trained in the geriatric population. Now, when I talked about some people are intimidated by a geriatric patient, it's not the geriatric patient say it like it is. I like that. I get a baby boomer or a traditionalist. They are a hoot. I love that. I don't have to worry about, you could basically have a real conversation and not worry about you accidentally saying something that is politically correct. You know, if you say, look, you're overweight, we got to do something about this weight, you pretty much can say that to a baby boomer or a traditionalist. You might have a little problem with somebody younger. Traditionalists were those born before the baby boomers. So where people get a little nervous, like I had a patient who was starting to have memory loss. So the family came in with that patient, that brand new patient, and said, Doc, we're here today for you to take them off all their medicines. We think the medications is making them worse. Now, they were on medication for congestive heart failure. They were on medication for their diabetes. And when I told the kids of the older patient that I can't just take them off all their medications, they go, but that's what we want. I go, I can't do that. If they're having memory issues, I agree that their medication list has got to be reconciled, has got to be reviewed. Maybe some of these medications are unnecessary. And I've talked to you about how I would get people who had four different blood pressure medications and we were able to get them down to two. You know, even one, once we found the root of the cause. So I'm in agreement that sometimes medicine could cause people's delirium, which is a temporary form of cognitive deficit. But that's pretty intimidating when now it's on you to fix dementia that might have always been there. So I referred them to a neurologist. I got them involved with the heart doctor. I looked at the medication. But I said, look, I just can't stop these. These are his heart medications. We need a heart doctor to stop those. I can't because he could go into heart failure. And you know, I had that conversation. And they never came back because they were really looking for somebody to say, yep, just stop all the medicine. And so when you have patients like that, it is difficult. It's not the patient's fault. It's the family. And it is. It takes a lot more work. But the real question on everybody's mind is age discrimination in medicine going to come back in the form of, or going to surface in the form of death panels? Or we're on socialized medicine now, and you've lived a good long life. I don't know what age that would be. Maybe they'll say 70, maybe they'll say 80, maybe they'll say 62. But look, we can't give you these medications. We only have X amount. You don't qualify. And can that happen later? Abso-flippin-lutely. It's not going to happen now. We have private insurance. We have enough advocates out there. But once we go socialized, yep, benefits will get cut. Absolutely. So, now, let's hope not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and just stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company. are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden ready to comply with a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee, but only if he could testify publicly instead of behind closed doors. The mayor of Burlington, Vermont, expressing shock at the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent. The suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton, pleading not guilty in court this morning to three counts of attempted murder. 41 workers trapped under a mountain in northern India have finally been rescued after a 17-day operation. Rescuers had to drill 200 feet through broken rock, concrete, and twisted metal to get to them. Complete with 98 Christmas trees, 72 wreaths, and 2.8 miles of ribbon, the White House has been transformed into a classic winter wonderland for the holidays. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So is your medication messing you up? That's what we're going to talk about right now. And I'd love to hear from you all. Are you taking a medication that has been giving you a very weird side effect that nobody warned you about? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So oftentimes a patient will call up saying, I can't get rid of this cough. I've tested negative for COVID. I don't have TB. I've had a chest x-ray. I keep coughing. So I ask them, what medications are you on? Well, I take this medication for sinuses. I take this one for cough. I take this one for blood pressure. What's your blood pressure medication? It's called Benazepril. But I love it. I've been on it for years. Well, ACE inhibitors can cause a chronic cough. Benazepril, Lisinopril, Zestril, Captopril. You got to mention that to your medical provider when you're on these medications. I'm surprised the doctor who did the patient's chest x-ray didn't pick up on that. But if the patient goes, I don't know what I'm on, some blood pressure medication, always ask. Because a side effect of ACE inhibitors could be cough. Some individuals say, my legs are swollen. They're so bad I need a water pill. Well, there are certain medications that could cause swelling. Certain antidepressants could cause swelling. Calcium channel blockers. Cardizem. Amlodipine. Which is Norvasc. These are medications that can cause leg swelling. So if your legs are swollen, you got to look at your medications. Hallucinations doesn't mean you're on drugs like LSD. There are prescriptions that could cause hallucinations. There's been reports that Lunesta, a sleeping medication, could cause hallucinations. Lexapro, escitalopram. Escitalopram is a very, very common, very popular antidepressant. It's an SSRI. We use it for anxiety. We use it for depression. But some people who have taken it have reported that they've had hallucinations, that they've either seen, smelled, heard, or even felt. They felt something touch them. And they're like, what is that? That could be a hallucination. Something you are sensing that's not there. This is being reported by Everyday Health. There are medications that could actually turn your urine blue. We've spoken about this. The antibiotic flagyl, metronidazole. Metronidazole is an antibiotic we use for bowel infections, for bacteria vaginosis. Sometimes your urine could look almost black with that. Indocin, indomethacin, for those of you with gout or chronic inflammation, Indocin could do it. Amitriptyline or Elavil, another antidepressant, could change the color of your urine. Now, some of you will notice that you get some weird dreams, very weird dreams. Now, mind you, marijuana could do all of it. You know, marijuana could make you anxious, paranoid, give you weird dreams. But those of you trying to quit smoking using Chantix, Chantix, that smoking cessation medication, could cause very weird dreams. Also, Ambien. Ambien could cause you to sleepwalk or just get up and do certain things and not even remember. There's also certain medications that give you gas. Medications that contain the sugars lactulose or sorbitol can cause bloating. Antacids, such as calcium carbonate, Tums, Rolaids, could also cause bloating. Prilosec, which is omeprazole, it's a heartburn medication, can also cause bloating. Now, some of you will tell me that your medications cause you to gain weight. A lot of medications can cause you to gain weight. Steroids, birth control pills. Some of you taking medications for mood, like Zyprexa, or medications for bipolar, that could cause you to gain weight. Medications to treat depression, like SSRIs, like Paxil, could cause you to gain weight. Even some diabetic medications could cause you to gain weight. Insulin could be linked to weight gain. Now, part of the reason is because you weren't, people with uncontrolled diabetes get really skinny. They lose weight because they're not being fed. The sugar is not getting into the cells, and it's just staying in the bloodstream. So you give them insulin because they're missing insulin, and now the sugar gets into the bloodstream, or gets from the bloodstream into the cell. It's like a key to the door, and then the body can turn it into fat. So some people will gain weight when their diabetes is under control, but you need to have diabetes in control. Now, a big thing that people don't like to talk about, but it bothers them, is the sexual side effects. People do not want to take a medication and then not be able to have a sex drive or have an erection. SSRIs like Prozac, Celexa, Zoloft have been known to sometimes affect sex. There are sometimes issues where you have a prolonged erection, like priapism. Viagra, medications that cause, that help you with erectile dysfunction could cause it, but also trazodone. The antidepressant Desiral or trazodone, a lot of people take that to sleep. Got to be careful with that. Got to check your penis because you could have a prolonged erection with it sometimes. Now, I always, as a doctor, have to watch out for birth defects. Some people will take medications that can hurt the baby, the fetus. And we have to be very careful with medications that you're on. If there is any chance you could be pregnant, you have got to let your medical provider know. Because there are certain medications you can't take. You can't take Xanax when you're pregnant. Can't take Accutane. There are certain medications that could cause issues. And unfortunately, they could be the most deadly or deleterious during your first trimester. So if you have your regular periods and you don't know if you're pregnant, always tell your doctor you don't know if you don't know. And there could be a chance. Because then hopefully they'll write something that's more pregnancy safe. Now, some of you will say that you see spots. You might have, you know, halos around lights. You might have blind spots, distorted vision, blurred vision. Antihistamines could do that. High blood pressure medicines could do that. Viagra has been known to turn your vision blue or green. So if you're having any vision issues, I would switch the medication out. For those of you taking medication to prevent malaria or to treat tuberculosis, again, those could also affect the your vision. Some medications could cause hair growth. A lot of you guys are on testosterone. You don't mind if you're getting hairy. But some women on it, they don't like it. Blood thinners could cause there was one case, I'm trying to remember which one that was, where there was somebody who started to grow hair in a different place because they were on a blood thinner. Birth control pills, antidepressants could also affect it. And you could also have hair loss from some medication. And sometimes the hair loss is because you have a medical issue. Sometimes it could be from the medication. I get very nervous writing the fluoxacin, ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin. They are fantastic medications. But we had a patient who was treated with one by another doctor at an urgent care, and he busted a tendon. And for some reason, the fluoroquinolones, the group of antibiotics, has been found to have a higher incidence of tendon ruptures, even joint pain. So you need to be careful with that. If you are on a medication such as Cipro or levofloxacin, you need to be very careful when you do any heavy sports. And then, of course, medications that could cause anxiety. Your decongestants could do that if you've taken steroids. A lot of people go, give me a Medrol dose pack. And then all of a sudden they get this, you know, rage, and they could be screaming and yelling at their loved one, and they're like, what happened? Always, if you're on steroids, that could do it. Doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, one type of steroid. Decongestants, ADHD medications, beta blockers can even make you anxious. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is nothing about the Dr. Dahlia Show that is AI generated. All right? This is real. This is authentic. In fact, I think authentic is the new Merriam-Webster's word of the year. Dictionary's word of the year. I know some of you have asked that we use AI. Make somebody better looking than me. Maybe get some better content. But unfortunately, no. We do not use AI. This is as authentic, as genuine as it could be. Except every now and then I do have to pluck my eyebrows. Otherwise, I just have one eyebrow. That's as authentic as I get here. Sports Illustrated, however, is under a little bit of fire. Because a couple of their authors and posts have been accused of being AI generated. And I think it's all been deleted now. Yet, I think Futurism caught and screenshotted some of this. And Sports Illustrated has been your go-to for sports and for people who want to see bikinis, right? Their swimsuit issue had been iconic for years. Still is. But now that they're using AI, starts to kind of change where we're going with media. And by the way, if I were Sports Illustrated, I would say we're doing a study. We want to see how people reject AI. We wanted to see what happened if we had the real authors and the non-real authors, and then we were going to publish the results. This is a study that we did. That's what I would have done if I was Sports Illustrated. I don't think they've come up with a comment. All I know is they've erased it. But what's fascinating is that a lot of people like AI. They like how these people look. Remember, people were falling in love with AI-generated avatars? And they even said, I don't care that they're fake. I'm in love with them. And so, when you have demand, somebody's going to supply it. Especially if they could save money. So what happened? Futurism reported this. And what they did is they looked at author Drew Ortiz on Sports Illustrated. And Sports Illustrated had said, a part of his bio, Drew has spent much of his life outdoors, is excited to guide you through his never-ending list of best products to keep you from falling to the perils of nature. Nowadays, there is rarely a weekend that goes by where Drew isn't out camping, hiking, or just back on his parents' farm. But when people looked into who Drew Ortiz was, no social media presence, no publishing history. And in fact, the profile photo they're saying that's on the Sports Illustrated website is actually for sale on a website that sells AI-generated headshots. Whoa. And his headshot, if you wanted to buy it, is described as a neutral white young adult male with short brown hair and blue eyes. When you look at the picture, I can now see that it's fake, but I wouldn't have stopped to think it was fake if nobody asked me. And it's funny because you could also play with it and do different colors and shades. So they basically allegedly used an AI-generated author. Now, I don't know how long that's been going on, but there was a whistleblower. He was involved with the creation of content. She has been asked to be kept anonymous because they want to protect them from professional repercussions. But the source said there's a lot of this going on. They said, quote, I was like, what are they? This is ridiculous. This person doesn't exist. At the bottom of the page, there would be a photo of a person and some fake description of them. Like, oh, John lives in Houston, Texas. He loves yard games and hanging out with his dog, Sam. Stuff like that. It's just crazy. So, I think there was also another author that was a female. I think her name was Sarah Tanaka. Also, you could purchase it on an AI-generated site. No record of a Sora Tanaka. And her profile picture is also on sale. She was listed as a website guru. So I guess the Arena Group investigated this. And the Arena Group said all the AI authors have now disappeared. And then the Arena Group spokesperson said that the Arena Group might be the one that owns. I need to double check who gets credit for this, obviously. But I think they blamed it on a contractor. They said today an article was published alleging that Sports Illustrated published AI-generated articles. According to our initial investigation, this is not accurate. Okay, so Arena Group is the one that looked into it afterwards. They said the articles in question were product reviews and were licensed content from an external third-party company, Advon Commerce. A number of Advon's e-commerce articles run on certain Arena websites. We continually monitor our partners, and we're in the midst of a review when these allegations were raised. So basically what they're saying is this wasn't their own content. They used a company, and the company put stuff into this magazine, and the company used AI. So I wonder if there's going to be lawsuits or what's going to come of that. But the point, the moral of the story is unless somebody did their research, people wouldn't know. They don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know my writing because I'm always a little quirky and I put some humor into it, and it's also always grammatically correct. Yeah, and I dangle my participles, so you know if it's really authentically me. So anything that's grammatically perfect has to then be AI generated. Okay, that wouldn't be coming from me. And I put a lot of smiley faces sometimes in my writing. But, you know, these newspapers and periodicals and all that, if they could save hundreds of thousands of dollars, why not? You know, when people need content, I notice this. It's not that it's the most amazing content or the most beautifully written or the most exceptional grammar. It's what catches people. And you can't necessarily teach that to somebody. They either have it or they don't. Yet if you tell AI, alright, I need something comical, I need something engaging, write me something on this. And they grab it from sources. And here's another thing, some people also want accuracy. When you publish something that's inaccurate, you could be done for. You could also be sued, but you could lose any credibility. Now I'm telling you right now, I had AI write a biography for me. I'm like, well, you know, what is Dr. Dahlia? And, I think Virgin came up. No, but they got my medical school wrong. I'm Dahlia Wax, MD. I went to UNR and UCLA. And I went to undergrad at UNLV. But because I taught at a DO school, they said I was a DO. Now, I don't mind. I'm honored by that distinction. But it's not right. I'm an MD. So AI is sometimes wrong. If they're pulling from the internet, it'll also have the bias of the internet sometimes. So we need to be very careful, because I don't need fake narrative, you know, misinformation that gets a face to it. I don't need the manipulation and I don't need the misinformation. And now in media, it is such a struggle to stay afloat that, yeah, I think these companies are going to do AI. They're like, this is our content. Right? It was done by a editor or an author of the company. We're not going to give you a name. We're not going to give you a picture. I mean, what, are they going to start making fake profiles for these people? That's not hard to do. You go onto Twitter. You just make a Mr. Ortiz Twitter following. You start the... But, you know, people want to still work with real people, but we are just so on the verge of most of the population saying, I really don't care. Just give me the news. I don't even care who the author is. And it's all going to be computer generated and fed to us by whoever orchestrates the information. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.